We only here we finished the mission about being also Mitzvah Tzibur, and whoever is like Mitzvah Tzibur is Chotamas Mitzayosam, and the Roshos, which is the opposite of it, is only for itself, and therefore doesn't, it's called Yisrara and called Panas Atma, and you know, and it's the Hefech of the Indian of Tzibur and so on. I wanted, I guess, to speak a little bit about the Inyan of Yom that's relevant. It's interesting, the Matthias of the Nase of Esther and the Nase of Purim was, we are prepared, however, there was no Kilui, but more than that, you know, Esther's taina was that, you know, that it's these are the crazy and achas of the hummus, that there's a in other words, with Gidrei Teva and with no mahalchim, the whole nest didn't have a mahalach. That was what his that's what her point was. And then what Mordechai said, listen, you know, Amir then says the gata. She said, "Lech Knoisus Kol Yehudim." So the Mashmos, I mean, yeah, first you have to learn. Listen, if you might say Tillim, it's also first to say Tillim kind of thing. But in Chazal, they say that very interesting lesson. Hamedrash, the Maral himself speaks about it. In our Chodesh, and he says that Lech Knoisus Kol Yehudim is a remez for Tefillah. He says it's Balu. Ubedomer Zeh says I'm reading Shaiach Lech Knois Kasheilchu Beis Akneses is Balu. Beis Balu Kolach Bebeisim Vrakti Atzilos Tibur. Now, Lech Knois Kol Yehudim wasn't a bakosha for Tefillah, but it was a bakosha for Tefillah. For Tefillah in Tzibur Dafke, and the Tosfos says, he brings Tosfos in Megillah, the Rosh Megillah, that when it says Megillah, you give us by Megillah clearly, and that puts in the Kosh of the Megillah, it says showing the colorly solid. Well, also there, some lech tried to tell you, who did master, she kind of did some yaka. So the ninth of it, the Kuda was still of the Tzibur. And the Maharal tells the Gemara Brachos that if not to set me nice and there's trouble with Shiloh Sarabim, she then my hain kill copy of the Lehimas, who sits part of his own nafshu me crowdly, so the mice, oh my God, it's powerful for it, it's a very good cut, so they were power of my people, Marani Olaf Kilo Pitzel, Ani Lee, or the Bonai, and Beno Mosarima. So, Akarish Baruch Hu says that there is a turn of Kosarim and Philippic Fever. It's Kiilu Pita Adi Li Vanai Neum Tadu. So there's something smaller here. There's an akuda in the Tfilah B'Tzibur Dafka that is Kibrani. It's a take, I mean, it's the Gemara is going on Tera Avoida Yigno Kasadim, but it's Mishana the Avoida being Mishpala B'Tzibur, and that becomes Kilzai Na'akum. I mean, why of the three Inyanim is that the Inyan that is that Shinri? So let's talk a little bit about this Inyan over here. It says that, the Gemara says that Lekha, the Yadav is the Bisha, came by Haman, when he said, Yesham Echad, Mefreza, Mefreira, Bina Amin. So, Chazal said that Haman was able to be places the Nekuda of Rai and Chai Yisrael. He knew where to hit home, the soft Bakilu, where Kodesh Baruch Hu, where their weak point is, and so on. And he knew how to Samas to them. So the verse is like this. The Tzura of a Tzibur and the Tzura of a Klau can be formed in it is formed when you have a some sort of frame. some sort of circle that puts all the pieces into one common unit. So, Lamashal, there was Machne, Kuna Machne, Via Machne Yisrael. The Machnes were, the Messias of Machnes, the Messias of the Mechitzes Bifnim and the Mechitzes Bachutz, and so on, were, gave a Hagdara, the that which is inside, as being one entity. So the Gemara Lamashal, by Krav Pesach, the Gemara says that you have to be in the bias, and it's eaten only with the so even though the bias doesn't mean literally a house, it means the Chabura, those that are nimna on it, but the Torah calls it a bias because that created, anytime you create a group, it's because you put together around it. You said only these people who are nimna are shayach to the group, and no one else is shayach to the group. So in the normal life, when Klal Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael is, this is Eretz Yisrael, this is the one place that includes them all, and in especially Makom HaMikdash, which has a very clear mechitza, a very clear cradle everything inside it, that's where it becomes one. Klal Yisrael, during the Mayit, everybody has a din of a chazer, because it's part of that sequence. So Shalosh Bar Mashon Yerachol Zechurcha accomplished on the one hand everybody going up and being Nifal itself, it also created the Messias of Klal Yisrael together. All of Klal Yisrael together within the Mechitzah and with the Matara of Riris Riris. So the Mechitzah, there was a Klal there. When the Beis HaMikdash was Charev, so there's a whole bunch of inyanim that came together that are really very difficult to understand what shaykh they have each other. Chubes and Chubes HaMikdash. But in the same token, we talk about Golus, which is the pizur of Klal Yisrael. I mean, the Chubes is different things. They could have, the Chubes HaMikdash, they should stay there. Or they could have left and they could be a Beis HaMikdash there. The Torah is it's Hainu Hach. Because as long as there's a tzura of a Beit HaMikdash, then even if Christ is not there, they're all shaykh to it, and that's makir them. What's kernel all of Christ together is the mechitza of Beit HaMikdash. And the Vela, when that's gone, any external mechitza that was kernel, that was together of a, we'll call it a seal of foul of Klal Yisrael together was gone. So the Churban of Beis HaMikdash marked the teaser of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael lost its tzura to some degree because it no longer had something that was cradled all together. Secondly, in Golus, in Golus Paras, because Paras was shalit so broadly, the Jews who became a fusa with Feiras, in Babel they went out to Golus, but they still stuck together. In Babel they were more together. In Paras and Madai, they seem to have settled in all ends of the empire because they clearly went out to all ends of the empire. So they were mamish, they had melted into the Messias of Paras and Madai, and even if they didn't become both of the Paras and Madai, didn't become assimilated, but you can't call it a klal. There was even Haidu, there was even Kush, there was even Paras, there was even Madai, and each one was his own Messias. So Haman says, our tachlis is to destroy Klal Yisrael. As long as Klal Yisrael has its tzura of Klal Yisrael, I can't do it. But that tzura is over, because if every Yid is his own Messias, then they're not going to be, there's no klal. There's a lot of Yidin, but there's no klal. If there's no klal, there's no invincibility, there's no hashtacha. None of the Yanim that are unique to highest on the terms of Aftach, etc., are Shailas, once in a phrase of the Feiret. And that's why it wasn't Shaykh to, it wasn't Shaykh to look for any Hanhaga Chutz Me'Teva. When Esther complained that, you know, they're so shabbily crazy, and if you come up Shalom Melech Hadassah Lahavis, she was saying the Hanhaga now can't be an Hanhaga that's Menuchat the Klai Yisrael, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes out of the realm of Teva because there's no real Klai Yisrael. It's the Zilum HaTzeh. Klai Yisrael as a Klau is Rashoi to have Hanhagas that are Chutz Teva. There is no Klai Yisrael. There is even Lefov. Each one is a Zeichel the something that was. And the Melu, you cannot have any more that type of Hanhaga. That was what she told Mordechai. So when Mordechai said the Cholgas, and he said that whether you like it or not, you're mitzvah, because Chayisol has a mitzvah. And Rav Hatzola, Yavod Ayudim, she said the only answer for her is to go and to revive the kind of give it to some degree a tzur of a cloud. And that's why she insisted on the Lech Kanois Eskola Yehudim, because it wasn't the tefillah per se, but it was the tzur of tefillah betzibur that it was that was important. Tefillah was they attempted to give it a Shem Tzibur Shabbat. And that's Pshat Chazal when it says, Kalaisik B'Tayim HaKosod Mishpal Matzibur Malak Zuzadim Yubanai. Tayim Yod Chasodim never were significant in the Indian of the Tzibur Chayisrael. I mean, it's a nice thing to learn about, but there's a little bit of rather than learning and studying with Chesed.
With many people, when you have a business of iron,
So we hear all the days, each day remains, and we machriya kefir roiv kefirma. Certainly, if I hear more rayas, more kashas, more snores, it sharpens my havana and tefis in Indian. But it's always one on one. If I hear one kasha, it sharpens 10 kashas, sharpens more. So, but the mind understands. At the level of nefesh, on the level of what we'll call regesh or nefesh, what the mouth calls nefesh, if you are together with a lot of people, there's a collective hagosha that goes beyond the yachid. If a person davens v'roinam, it creates a mesiyas lev in itself. It feels very turned on. Even when we come to the full base, maybe everybody's sitting and learning, and we feel turned on, and it's mechazikos on the level of nefesh, not the level of seichel. Same thing is true with the asiyah. A lot of people, everybody down, it's great, it's not even a sucker, it's important. The chizuk is always on the level of the nefesh, not on the level of the of the machshava of the maisa. So in the Vitamix in Abraida, which Negev said, there was the mokrin that created the tzibur of Klal Yisrael, and the middle of there was that mutual chizik between them all. And that's why she reconstructed the Messias of Klal Yisrael as a tzibur together. There are all sorts of interesting reflections of that halacha. The marshal, Megillas Esther, is there's a halacha that it's put there.